journey south to extract revenge, then seemed to give the matter little more thought. For me, Sari's memory is a holy thing, due its moments every day. Me thinking about Sari is not a good thing, though. Every time I do, I want to run to Smoke. But Smoke is not there for me now. One Eye did get him out of town, and even with the little wizard unlikely to be in a hurry, the Ghost Walker was getting farther and farther away. Chapter 7 Croker sent word that he wanted to see me. I went to his hole in the wall, started to knock but heard voices inside. I paused, glanced at Ty Day. He was not big and not handsome and was always so impassive you couldn't begin to guess what he was thinking. At the moment, though, he didn't appear to have heard anything he shouldn't. He just stood there, scratching around the splints on his broken arm. Then there was a raucous outbreak that sounded like crows squabbling. I pounded on the door. The noise stopped instantly.
Enter!
I did so in time to see a huge crow flap out the one small window in Croker's cell. A twin of the first perched atop a coat rack that looked like it had been rescued from the gutter. Croker didn't much care about material things.
You wanted me?
Yeah,
couple of things.
He spoke Forsberger from the start. Ty Day wouldn't get it, but Cordy Mather would if he happened to be listening. And so would the crows. We're going to pull out before sunrise. I've decided. A few of the top priests are starting to think I won't do them the way Lady did, so they're trying to push a little here and there, test the waters. I figure we'd better hit the road before they get me tied up in knots. That didn't sound quite like him. When he made deaf-mute signs as he finished, I knew the speech was for other consumption, even if it was factual. Croker pushed a folded scrap of paper across. Take care of that before we go. Make sure you don't leave any evidence to tie it to us. What? That didn't sound good at all.
Be ready to move. If you really have to drag the in-laws along, have them ready to go too. I'll send word.
Your pets tell you anything I need to know? Like I didn't know that they were not his pets at all, but spies or messengers from Soulcatcher.
Not lately. Don't worry about it. You'll be the first to know.
This was one of those points where the paranoia grabbed me. I couldn't be sure of the actual relationship between Croker, Soulcatcher, and those crows. I had to take him completely on faith at a time when my faith in everything was being tested severely on every hand.
That's it?
That's it. Make sure you got everything you need. It won't be long.
I opened the scrap of paper by the light of one of the few lamps illuminating the corridor between Croker's apartment and mine. I made no attempt to keep Ty Day from seeing it. He's illiterate. Plus, the note was written in the formal language of Juniper, as though to a bright six-year-old, which was lucky for me since I have only a vague familiarity with the language from documents dating back to the time the company spent there before I joined. Soulcatcher was dead in those days. I suppose that's why Croker chose to use that language. It was one he felt she was unlikely to know. The message itself was simple. It instructed me to take the annals I'd recaptured from Soulcatcher, who'd stolen them from where Smoke had had them hidden from us, and conceal them in the room where we'd kept Smoke hidden. I wanted to go back and argue. I wanted to keep them with us.